I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. About a month ago, my college, like many of the colleges in Oxford, installed clear Perspex screens down the length of the dining tables in hall. This caused much excitement amongst the student community. Students are always enthralled by new things. However, extravagant ways of communicating with the person opposite had to be found because, whilst blocking aerosol spray, the screens made it impossible to have a conversation. Some resorted to wild hand gestures. Some even called each other on mobile phones. At dinner the other night, I realised this excitement had worn off. Someone I didn't know came to sit opposite me, and as we both knew conversation would be fruitless, we sat in silence. The Perspex screens were designed to have a dual purpose: to keep diners safe and enable some sense of a community feel. But whilst we are now safer, the ability to converse has been completely removed. Other sorts of screens have increased in popularity over lockdown: computer screens. I think it's fair to say that opinion is still very much divided over the live streaming of worship. There's a sense that, like the Perspex screens, we feel connected in some way to what's happening in chapel, perhaps as our technological setup improves, even to the point that we might feel as if we are actually here in the building. But at the same time, the other purpose of worship, to be in sacred space, to commune with each other and Christ, Christ physically in the Most Holy Sacrament, is not possible over the internet. Someone who knew the experience of being isolated all too well was St. Paul. His epistle to the Philippians, which we heard from tonight, was written whilst he was in prison. Although you'll be pleased to hear I have never been imprisoned myself, I did have to isolate back in March, so feel some sense of appreciation of what that might be like. After the opening salutations, the epistle begins with the words we heard today: I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. These don't sound like the words of a man locked away in chains. I would suggest we should find this simultaneously comforting and also challenging as far as our current situation is concerned. Comforting in that we too can remember all those we are currently separated from in our prayers and know that they too will be remembering us. Father Mark has written some very helpful advice on how we might do this using the Pusey House live stream or not, as is our preference or ability. Do know that the community here are praying for you all. But I also feel slightly alarmed by what St. Paul says. He doesn't just remember the Philippians in his prayers, but he does so with joy. I didn't feel particularly joyous back in March when I was locked away in my college room. Let's consider what cause St. Paul has to be joyful. Firstly, he knows, and we should too, that there is efficacy in our prayers for one another. Praying is not just wishing very hard. It is a way in which we can place before God all those things which are important to us, be that family and friends or situations we find ourselves in. And it is also the way in which God shapes the divine life in us through his response to our prayers. This in itself is cause for great joy. Secondly, St. Paul is joyous because he is looking at the bigger picture. He writes that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Here we are in the weeks leading up to Advent, where as well as recalling God's coming in the past and present, we also look forward to the second coming in the future. In his partial autobiography, Surprised by Joy, C.S. Lewis wrote that joy is distinct not only from pleasure in general, but even from aesthetic pleasure. It must have the stab, the pang, the inconsolable longing. In the days leading up to Advent, we must continue to cry out, Abba, Father, longing for the day when Christ will return to fully establish his kingdom here upon earth, and be confident that this day will come. So, to return to my college dining hall, I found myself unsure what to do when this stranger sat down opposite me without the possibility of conversation. And so, in the quiet of my heart, I prayed for her. And just being able to do that very small thing filled me with great joy. Amen.